across the court, and it's out of bounds, and the Hornets will have it.
Yeah, about that momentum going into halftime. Throwing it away with 2.5 seconds left is not the way they wanted to finish.
Wes Bosworth wanted to get it in before everybody was set. The officials make him bring it back, and he'll try it again. 2.4 seconds. Hornets with a chance. This is plenty of time to get a good look.
A couple dribbles and a shot if you need it.
You bet. So Bosworth, the inbounder, looking and lobs it into Dosh. He'll catch. He'll shoot a long three. And it's good! All right. Brady Dosh with an NBA three at the end of the half. 34-27. There's your momentum, Travis.
Yeah, a big change in momentum. Brady Sheen had the ball. Chance to, you know, cut into that lead and then throw it away and then give up a three. So things can change quickly.
Our special guest in the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update, you guessed it, Travis Wilson. We got to go a long way to find him. That's coming up next here. 34-27 at the break. Hornets by 7 over Prairie on WRCO Radio Sports.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Tonight, we talk a little high school sport news with Travis Wilson. WizSports.net is such a...
Testing 1, 2. Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. The Hornets leading 34-27 over the Blackhawks of Prairie du Chien. Travis Wilson, our guest. Travis, how long has Wiz Sports been in existence?
Well, formed in fall of 2002 by Nick Kartos. He started WSN, so I guess this would be going on 23 years. I joined in 2008, so this is whatever that equals, 17 years going into. So, yeah, it's been quite a ride, you know, to see where it was. And even before I started at WSN, I followed it. When I was coaching, I utilized the site frequently. And, you know, to be able to join in 2008 and make contributions since then has been pretty cool to what it's turned into today.
So early on, was it as embraced by the WIAA as it is now? Because I think they kind of use it a little bit more than they used to, don't they?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that Nick did a really good job on early on was getting buy-in from some of the key stakeholders, especially the Coaches Association. You know, they were a great partner early on to give legitimacy to what was trying to be done, to bring in a single source of information, you know, back in 2002 at that time. It's been a process with the WIAA. We work with them very closely, have a good relationship with them. We partner with them on a couple of things. Certainly, we would love to do more. We would love to expand that partnership. But yeah, it's been good though. You know, they lean on us. They rely on us for information a lot of times, and we've helped them with some things over the years. So it's been a good relationship.
Now, the news lately includes some realignment news. Can you fill us in on that and what you've heard here lately, Travis?
Yeah, it's been interesting. Realignment is, of course, a never-ending topic. Just recently, the cycle that we're in right now was a football realignment. There was not a ton of changes in our area necessarily, but there are some things we're talking about for non-football, for all sports besides football, that they're looking into, because it's kind of been precipitated by the Six Rivers Conference, which is, you know, Barneveld and Pecatonica, Argyle, some of those schools, has changed how they're doing things and going to go to a single conference. And it was going to make scheduling really tough for a lot of the small and SWC schools, because there just wasn't going to be as many non-conference opportunities available. And if you're a Mineral Point or a Platteville or a Cuba City, a lot of your non-conference games, you don't have a lot of opportunities, and so they're playing a lot of those Six River schools. So it's going to cause some challenges. So there is a realignment plan being talked about that is still quite a ways down the pike, but potentially kind of combining, in essence, the SWC and SWAL. Four of the SWAL teams under this proposal would join the SWC. It'd be the bigger schools in the swamp. I'm just pulling up the exact plan right now. Under that proposal, I think it was Iowa Grant was going to go out of the conference, but it would be kind of a hybrid of the SWC and the SWAL. It'd be a 10-team league. It'd be all six of the current SWC teams. Again, in the early stages, there's a lot of things you have to go through in the realignment process. There's a lot of information you have to gather. There's a lot of steps to that. You have to get feedback from all the impacted schools, which means going to the school boards and getting their thoughts and opinions. So under the plan, the six SWC schools would add Cuba City, Darlington, Fenimore, and Mineral Point. Then you would have Iowa Grant would go to the Six Rivers, Southwestern would go to the Six Rivers, and then Boscobel and Riverdale would go to the Ridge and Valley, which is not foreign to them. They have played in the Ridge and Valley Conference in football in the past. So I think there's some merit to it. It makes some sense. But again, you got to get everybody on board and see where things go from there.
I know some of the talk was the Southwest Conference and the SWAL would kind of do what the Six Rivers has done, where there's, the crossover games, and they were going to kind of take care of it by that. But again, it would eliminate a lot of the non-conference games that you talked about.
Yeah, and obviously there's a history with the SWAL and the SWC.
Yeah.
Going back to when I played, there was a SWAL 1 and a SWAL 2, or SWAL large and SWAL small. And it was around that time or shortly after I played, that Cuba City was in the large for a long time. Boscobel's enrollment went slightly ahead, so Boscobel went into the large, didn't like it there. Quite honestly, they didn't fit as good as Cuba City did. I was always kind of puzzled by that change because it was by strictly enrollment. Yes, it was, what the enrollment dictated, but Cuba City's athletic program, top to bottom, was better than Boscobel's. So none of those other smaller schools wanted to move up and play with the larger schools. And so that's when we got the six-team SWC, the 10-team SWAL, which is not ideal for the six teams in the SWC. It makes scheduling a nightmare. For basketball, you're scheduling 14 non-conference games. That's not easy to do. For baseball and all these other sports, you're scheduling tons of non-conference games. And again, that's why if the Six Rivers essentially didn't have non-conference games available, who are you going to play? So that's why, again, the impetus of kind of the combination of the two leagues that is being talked about. I think it makes sense. Mineral Point, Darlington, Fenimore, I mean, those are schools that obviously the SWAL team or the SWC teams play frequently anyways. So it'd be interesting, again, just pretty early in the process. So.
Sounds good. Travis Wilson, our guest here at halftime. We're coming up with more in a moment. It is a halftime score of 34-27. Richland Center up on Prairie du Chien on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Are you ready for a dramatically improved experience with your next crown? WP Dental is excited to offer same-day dental restorations. As one of the first in the area to use this advanced technology, at WP Dental you can have same-day crowns with no plastic temporaries and no gooey impressions. Find out if same-day restoration is right for you. Call 647-3993 or visit WP Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville. Napa know-how.
Hello, WRCO listeners. Kenny, the wannabe baker here. Not for sure what to do for lunch? Have no fear. Christie's is here. She offers fresh soups, homemade daily specials, and on Wednesdays she has Cornish pasties, and Thursdays are pulled pork tacos. Check out our Facebook page for our daily special post, or give us a call at 649-2253. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
WRCO. 34-27. Richland Center leads. The Hornets led by Brady Dosh with 14. Liam Fingerson, 9. 7 for Jaden Shep and 4 for Wes Bosworth. Leading Prairie, 8 for Brady Linsendorf, 8 for Hunter Straka, 6 by Sam Kramer, 2 by Steve Duha. Prairie has hit 7 threes to Richland Center's 3. Quick inbound, knocked away by Fingerson, and we're underway. Well, that was quite right away. Prairie was going for the bucket there.
Yeah, now Richland Center gets to settle in. Ferdy Sheen coming out in zone again. As you were reading those scores, one player conspicuous by his absence was Garrison Wise, who has not scored yet. It's a player that should be able to, you would think, take advantage of the size inside against this zone. But, of course, if they turn the ball over like they just did, don't have a shot to get it to him even.
Right. A few more turnovers than Coach Poles would like, I know. Pass goes to the left side, and right away a foul called as Fingerson overplaying the ball. Straka was the guy with the ball, and Liam picks up his second. First foul of the half. Hornets were 9 of 14 from the free throw line in the first half. Prairie was 2 for 2. Blackhawks will put it in play and looking to get it in, and it's knocked away. Shep diving, and a good hustle play, but it's going to be Prairie basketball. So again, the Blackhawks will bring it in.
Yeah, Burdishing not handling the pressure well, whether it's half court or full court. That's certainly an area that the Richland Center has an advantage and can use to their advantage if they can get into kind of that pressure situation.
Caden Sutter to Straka on the left wing. Hands off now to Sutter. Sutter on a drive and a reaching foul on the way by. So the Hornets commit their second foul. That's a number 3, Brady Dosh, his second. So Prairie will put it in play once again. Inbound feed comes from Caden Sutter. Feeds it in. Caught there by Linsendorf. He'll get it back top of the circle. Right side Lance. Now back to Sutter. Sutter throws it to Kramer. Down to the corner, Linsendorf. And a traveling call, and it gives it back to Richland Center. Both teams have had some of those unforced turnovers here.
Well, we're three possessions in and don't have a shot in the second half, so that tells you something.
The first half was kind of like that, too. In stretches, scoring and non-scoring. Ball comes to Jaden Shep. Throws it low. Nobody there but Eric Olson. And it's going to be Prairie du Chien basketball. It'll come back the other way. Did you do some games on the WIA network last year?
No, I didn't do any on the network. I did do the last couple of years. I have done the playoff reveal show for football.
Yes.
Releasing the playoff brackets and qualifiers and... And that's been fun. That's something that they've really embraced to promote the playoffs and the launch of the playoffs.
You don't have to wear makeup on this show, though.
That's true.
Straka with a basketball. 34-27, Hornets leading. Same score as halftime. A minute and a half in. Here's a three-try Prairie. That is good. There's Mr. Linsendorf again, and he nails another one.
It's been the best offense for Prairie du Chien tonight, obviously, the three-point shot. They only have two-point field goals so far today.
34-30, Richland Center. Bosworth at the free throw line. Scoops it back to Jaden Shep. Over it goes to Liam Fingerson. Fingerson drives low, and he's fouled on the way by. Prairie's first foul. It's on Ashton Lant, which will be his second. And the Hornets will put it in play. Their lead a mere 4 points now. Nearly 2 minutes into the second half. Wes Bosworth holds the ball, looks... Fires it in. Liam Fingerson catches. Throws it near side. Jaden Shep. Back to Liam. Right side. Taken there by Brady Dosh. Dosh starts his dribble, gives it back to Shep. Now Brady. Brady penetrates. Here's a hanger in the lane. Shot no good. And Prairie touched it last. He goes out of bounds. Richland Center basketball. Hornets really trying to kind of get those higher percentage shots, which is their forte. Bosworth will inbound. Fires it in to Liam Fingerson. Top of the circle. He'll drive. And it's knocked away by Prairie. Picked up by Kramer. The Hornets not getting anything on the penetration side. Here comes a long lob for Lant, and that's a travel on Prairie Duchesne. Boy, it's a game of turnovers right now, isn't it?
Is that three turnovers for each side?
I think so.
So far this half, Prairie Duchesne hit the 1 3-pointer on a possession. But otherwise, it has been sloppy basketball.
More turnovers than points, that's for sure. Pass comes across the timeline. Jaden Shep. Left side for Dosh. Deep baseline Weiss, and Bosworth can't hang on. Prairie picks it up. Straka rolling the other way, throws to Lenzendorf, deep corner. He'll juke, tries to throw it low. Bosworth is there, gets the steal. Hey, gives it up now to Dosh, and he'll lay it up good.
That's one way to get things going. Just get a breakout and lay it in.
Brady Dosh, one of the quickest players in the league right there, pulls away, 36-30. On a drive, here's Prairie. Shot on the way, it's no good. And Hunter Straka is fouled in the act of shooting. The Platteville player Ludlum is one of the fastest players I think I've ever seen in the league. Man, that kid is fast.
He's a finning receiver for them as well, obviously.
Yes. And I've described him before. When you have a player like that, you swear they have a twin. Because it's like, didn't I just see them on the other side of the floor? I mean, they're all over the place. Free throw is no good by Straka. He'll get one more. 36-30, Hornets in the lead. Prairie has outscored him here. 3-2 so far. Make it 4-2 as that one goes up and in on the free throw line. So 36-31. And here's Brady Dosh into the front court. Weiss can't hang on. Picked up by Prairie Duchesne. And they'll take it back the other way. Sam Kramer off to the right side.
5 turnovers for Richland Center in the first 3 minutes.
Straka drives. Hit the basket, but he's fouled on the play.
5 turnovers, 4 fouls.
And you got to, you know, Prairie comes in here playing inspired, and I don't know that Richland Center was looking past him, but I don't know, Prairie surprising them tonight? What do you think?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of sleepwalking going on, and Richland Center just hasn't been sharp either. Offensively, lots of turnovers in the half court as well, and then giving up way too much of that.
Straka hits the three. It is 36-34. And that last foul was on Liam Fingerson. That's his third, by the way. 36-34. Here's Dosh. Here's Bosworth in the lane. Made the basket, but it won't count. Foul before the shot. Going to mark that off on the far side. And let's see. Is that on Sutter? That's his fourth?
It is, yes.
Wow. That came quickly. So four fouls. He'll come out of the game. Bosworth lobs it in for Richland Center. Dosh back to Shep. Jaden far side. Bosworth knocked down and a foul call. We got to hit West pretty hard to knock him down. And that will be called on, is it Stiver? Let's see. I think they said 44, but there's no 44. 40,
they said 44 White, but 44 White is the team that, or the player that got fouled.
Oh, yeah, okay. They call that on Wes Bosworth? They must have. Wow, okay. Bosworth, really, he was laying on the floor. He gets his second foul, and the ball comes into Prairie Duchesne. Ball to the backcourt. Straka with the ball, brings it back to Lant. Lance across the half-court line, and a whistle and a timeout by Coach Ryder and Prairie Duchesne. We got ourselves a ball game here. It's a close one, 14-19 remaining in the second half. Hornets by 2 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Looking for great deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer on state and local municipal surplus. They offer daily auctions with a wide variety of items, including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com now before you miss today's auctions. Don't forget to like Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Happy bidding!
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
The drive out of the timeout. The shot is no good, and this one is blocked and out of bounds. I think William Fingerson got that one. And it comes back 36-34.
Continuous strong play by Liam. Of course, we'd like to see him get some offense going here in the second half.
Quick inbound shot, no good by Linsendorf. Rebound, Bosworth. And West takes it back the other way. Hornets by two, 14 minutes to play. Ball goes to Jaden Shep. Shep at the half-court line. Attacks to the right side against the zone. Fingerson lobs to Brady Dosh, near side, and then he'll walk it back to Shep near the half-court line. Dosh, near side, lost the handle, knocked away, now picked up by Fingerson, trying to throw it back door, slapped away by Prairie, and they'll get it back. That is Brock Radloff.
You know, that offensive foul on Wes Bosworth technically goes down as a turnover, so
sure.
I think that's six turnovers already shot attempt.
And Prairie turns it over here. Liam Fingerson with the basketball back to Bosworth. Hornets by two. Fingerson leaves it down low. Weiss moves out to the baseline. Brings it back to Shep. Jaden on a drive. Throws to Fingerson, right wing. Now top of the wheel, it's Weiss. Weiss moves low. Tough shot. Good. His first basket.
And that is good to see. They need that out of Garrison. He has those opportunities in this zone. He's been a little passive when he catches inside so far. But if he can do that, that's going to open up a lot of things for them.
Good confidence. Here's a three on the way for Prairie. It's rattling off for Straka. Lost on the rebound attempt, and it's out of bounds. It'll belong to the Hornets. River Valley up on Dodgeville, 54-52 boys basketball tonight. Cuba City girls leading Wanniwak Center 46-20 in the second half. Wazika Steuben 65-22 over Lafarge in girls basketball. Earlier tonight, Ithaca winning in overtime, double overtime against DeSoto, 52-49. Our score is sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, serving southwestern Wisconsin communities. Ball comes across the timeline, and it's Jaden Shep. Whips it low, no look to Fingerson, lays it in good. Liam again with almost a mini stuff. Brings it up and down, 40-34 in favor of the Hornets by six, 12:26 remaining. Linsendorf lobs it back to Lant. Now Straka takes his place, top of the circle. Left side to Kramer. Kramer holds it up, now into the corner. And he'll dribble it back, top of the circle. Linsendorf for three, no good. Off the iron and out of bounds. It'll be Richland center ball.
Wes Bosworth got a little lucky there. Fell asleep on the backside, and Linsendorf just made a straight cut to the top of the key and had that shot that he's made so many times today.
Maybe he's getting tired.
Could be.
I don't know.
Or regressing to the mean, perhaps.
Four threes tonight for Linsendorf. He's had a great game. 40-34, 12 minutes to play. Trayton Shep with the ball for the Hornets. Now looks, bounce feed down to Bosworth. Bosworth in the corner. He'll shoot a three, and it is no good. Rebound pulled down by Folsom. Rock Folsom brings it out to the timeline, and Prairie will set it up. Prairie looking. Lant, top of the key. Entry pass for Linsendorf. Makes a move for the low post. Shot won't go. Rebound, Fingerson. Liam takes it out, and across the timeline is Jaden Shep. Shep with the basketball to Shep. Trayton, the Shep brothers exchange. Jaden, top of the circle. Trayton, far side, three on the way. Short. He gets his own miss. Drives in. Hop step low. Shot no good. Rebound, Bosworth. Wes is trapped. Throws it out to Dosh. Brady on a drive, and he left his feet, and I think he's going to be stopped at a foul call. Foul is whistled on Linsendorf, which will be his second.
It was an early shot by Shep after the Shep brothers played catch there. They got the offensive rebound, and then things worked a little better. They got the ball inside, which is what they need to do.
Bosworth to Trayton Shep, three from the near side. It is no good. Bosworth had the rebound, but he is fouled by Straka. Hunter's second foul. So Bosworth allowed the ball out of bounds. And for Prairie, that'll be foul number four. Into the game is Garrett DeHart. I talked to Coach Poles about success over Prairie du Chien, and he said his first stanza as coach, he never beat him. I think he said he was 0-11 against Andy Manasik and company. Inbound for Fingerson, no good. Play is stopped. There's another foul. Do you remember beating Prairie du Chien when you were in high school?
We must have. I don't recall it specifically, but I can't remember. Maybe we split with them senior year.
It was rare wins in some of those areas. In the mid-90s, Prairie struggled a little bit in Andy's early years. Here's a turnover by the Hornets. They'll throw it away and out of bounds. In the meantime, too, that's the fourth foul on Sam Kramer of Prairie du Chien. So some of the... I mean, Prairie's really aggressive on their defense and starting to kind of take its toll.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting benefit from it because obviously they've turned Richland Center over a ton today. But on the other side, they're also getting some fouls racked up.
Pass comes in play. DeHart trapped to the backcourt. Swings it up to Folsom. He's in the corner driving against Fingerson. Goes a little low. Throws it back to the right side. Duha. Prairie takes it around to DeHart on the far side. Hornets by six. 10:44 to go. Right side, Lenzendorf. Lenzendorf throws it low to the big man, knocked away by Dosh and out of bounds. Murray will try again from the baseline. Blackhawks have been outscored here in this second half. Richland Center getting 6 points here in the half, so it's been kind of slow going. Ball comes in play, knocked down on the shot by Duha. Shep now saved by DeHart. Inbounds and then out of bounds. It'll be Richland Center basketball. Or it's protecting the house a little bit at that time, Travis.
Block shot can bail things out. They gave up some opportunities inside twice there. At first, Brady Dosh, and then Shep came over on that one.
So Jaden brings it across the half-court line. Fires it off to Brady Dosh. Dosh back to Trayton. They'll reverse it. Trayton, top of the circle. Now left side, Dosh. Dosh drives all the way to the paint. Tries to dip it low to Bosworth. He'll grab it. He's trapped in. Tries a reverse lay-in. No good. Gets his own miss. Goes back up with the left hand. No good. Rebound, Prairie du Chien. Hunter Straka into the front court. Straka right side. Makes the move. Fires it back. Top of the circle. Lenzendorf. Now DeHart for three. On the way. No good. Rebound, Brady Dosh. Dosh will take it back the other way. First, Wes Bosworth. His dad coming from the Prairie du Chien School District. Played for Prairie many years ago. Ball comes from the right side on a drive. There's straight to Shep, and he scores his first basket. 42-34, Richland Center in the lead. Prairie pushing it up the sideline. Lant with the ball. Back to DeHart. And now Straka. Straka off a screen. Drives, little give and go low. High pass, and Lenzendorf is fouled. We saw Liam Fingerson for the foul, which will be his fourth. As a defender, there isn't a lot more you can do, is there?
He had some verticality, was positioned, and must have perhaps had him just not giving the Purdishing player a chance to come down clean.
Middle point leading Fenimore girls basketball, 63-29. That's at the half. Quick inbound Prairie. They will score. Lenzendorf for this first basket for a while. 42-36. 9:15 to go. Hornets by six in this one. Pass comes to the near side. Dosh over to the right side. Trayton Shep. Shep dribbles. Fires it in. Garrison Weiss, free throw line, back to Trayton. Three on the wing, it's on the rim, no good. Rebound, Tyson Swiftenberg kicks it out. Jaden Shep, three, it's good. He's got three of those tonight, and the Hornets go up by nine, 45-36. Pass comes across to Lant. Lant switches directions, drives into a crowd, and the ball is stopped, and a foul is called. We're going to get Brady Dosh on that. That's his third.
Nice offensive rebound by Schwichtenberg on that last play. I'll tell you, he kicked it out, and Shep had an open three that he drained. But I guarantee you, when they watch film, that is one that the coaching staff will be begging Kaizen to put up strong and finish. That's, again, one of those next steps for a young player is recognize, I got an advantage. I just got to get that thing up.
Free throw is on the rim, and no good. You know, being unselfish is admirable, but sometimes, you know, that's what you got to do. That's the look. Ball comes across the timeline. Brady Dosh. Dosh Over to the far side, Trayton Shep. Trayton Shep, top of the circle, leaves the dribble, needs some help. Gives it back to his brother. Jaden puts it on the floor. Now to Trayton on the left side. Looks to the inside. And now lobs it for Dosh. Knocked away by Prairie. And staying in bounds, Straka. Straka with a tightrope back. Drives down low. Shot no. This one is up and good by Lance. 45-38. Richland Center by 7. 8:05 to go in this one. Trayton Shep. Down to the corner. Leaves the dribble. And it's kind of pinned in. Gives it back now to Jaden Shep. Shep to Trayton. Right side looking. Now back to Jaden. Jaden near the top of the circle. Prairie staying in that zone. Here is Trayton and a three on the way. No good. Rebound Switzenberg. Up and good. His first basket. 47-38. Kaizen Switzenberg gives the Hornets a 9-point lead. Prairie on the drive. Down deep. Lenzendorf shot. He forced it. No good. Rebound by Weiss.
Back-to-back good possessions by Kaizen Schwichtenberg. Got that pass down low and finished strong on offense. On defense, did a nice job walling up and contesting without fouling and forcing a tough shot and allowing Richland Center to get the ball back on the rebound.
Shep to Shep on the near side. Trayton with the basketball. Leaves the dribble. Gives it back to Jaden. 7-10 remaining. Hornets 47. Prairie 38. Here's Trayton Shep throwing it now to Garrison Weiss. Weiss back to the corner, Trayton for three, no good. Rebound Brady, Dosh, reverse lay-in, won't go, and out of bounds. Last touched by Prairie. Let's see. I think the officials are going to confer. Little conference down there. So it goes to Richland Center. Kirby Duchene fans were asking for instant replay on that. It'd be nice to have that in basketball sometimes, wouldn't it?
They have it at the state tournament, only in very, very limited situations for determining if a shot was released prior to the buzzer going off at essentially the end of the game.
Sure. Trayton Shep on the right wing. Hornets by 9. 6:45 to play. Jaden to Trayton. Three from the wing. It is no good. But four, and Schwitzenberg comes out there with it. They'll reset it. Back to Trayton. He'll take a 16-footer. That one is no good, and a foul underneath called on the Hornets.
I think they'll get Schwichtenberg there, but I think that's one that Coach Poles maybe doesn't mind with him showing a little more aggressiveness.
His second foul, and 8 on the Hornets. That was an offensive foul. Royal has defeated Riverdale 82-42. Carter Uppen at 24 points tonight, leading the way. Bevan Dennis, 27 for Riverdale. He's having a good year. Pass comes to the left side. Prairie on a drive. They're going to get a little light of day. Oh, blocked by Trayton Shep, and he picks it up. Trayton up to Brady Dosh. Dosh running with it across the timeline. Now to Trayton Shep, and Prairie commits the foul. Boy, they are really going after the ball. Foul is on Hunter Straka. That's his third. Into the game for Prairie will be number 14, Ashton Lamp. Kind of surprised there aren't more timeouts in this game.
I was just looking at that. Prairie Duchene's taken two. Richland Center only taken one.
When that whistle sounded, I thought we were going to get a timeout. Brady Dosh for the basketball behind the back. Fires it off now to Switzenberg. Turn around 10-footer. In and out. Rebound Prairie.
And this is one that Richland Center's up by 9. It's certainly not comfortable, but you got to feel like they're in a good position. And Coach Poles maybe just saying, hey, guys, this is a good learning opportunity for us. Let's fight our way through. Let's figure out a way to get through these challenges that we're having right now. Self-inflicted, certainly.
Shot by Lance was no good, but he was fouled. And this is on Switzenberg, his third. So Lance at the line, 2 points tonight, and this one is no good. Into the game for Richland Center, Wes Bosworth. Trayton Shep will check out. And the second throw for Prairie in a moment. Taking a look right now is Lance. Bends to the knees. Free throw is good. Lance has 3 points tonight. That makes it 47-39. Ball comes in play. Switzenberg with the ball. Trying to help out on the press breaker. Bosworth airmails it across to Brady Dosh. Dosh drops it to Switzenberg. Wide open. Lays it in. Good.
Good job. Good job by Richland Center breaking the press there. And I tell you, good things happen when the ball gets in the hands of Brady Dosh. Made a good decision there to attack and then drop a nice pass off.
Lenzendorf for three, and that is good for Prairie. Brady Lenzendorf has got five of those tonight and a timeout. There it is. 49-42, Prairie with a timeout. Hornets by seven on WRCO, WRCO.com.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
49-42 in favor of the Richland Center Hornets. They've not been able to put Prairie du Chien away. They are hanging tough here tonight. Wes Bosworth will inbound the basketball for Richland Center along the baseline. Bosworth into Switzenberg. Kaizen now will bring it back to Bosworth in the middle. And across the timeline with a long pass to Gary Weiss. He'll lean in. Shot on the lane. No good. Gets his own miss. Goes back, uses the dribble, shot on the way, no good, and he's fouled by Prairie. Weiss working hard in there, and will go to the line. That's a foul on Radloff, his first.
Now, this is part of an interesting stretch of games for Richland Center. They played Kenosha Indian Trail on Saturday, the second largest high school in Wisconsin, 2,289 students. Prairie du Chien tonight, and then the next game for the Hornets on Monday against Wazika Steuben, 90 students.
Yeah.
So within a span of, 10 days, they play a teams with an enrollment difference of 2,200.
Isn't that something? Free throw on the way, and that is no good for Weiss. He made the first, and that makes it 50-42. Pass comes up the sideline. It is Sutter. Sutter with the basketball, takes it to the left side. Low to the ground dribble, brings it back, top of the circle, Lenzendorf on a drive, cut off low, throws it back out, top of the key, three is good for Kramer. Prairie within five, 50-45, 4:52, a lot of time to play yet. Shep walks it across the timeline, over to Brady Dosh, bounce feed baseline, throwing it inside to Bosworth, can't hang on. And let's see which way it's going to go. It's going to be Richland Center ball. Evidently was touched by Prairie. So Bosworth looking to put it in play. Brings it in. There's Shep. Three from the corner. It is no good. Rebound Prairie. Blackhawks get it off to Lamp. And now running it across is Sutter. Hornets in the man-to-man defense. Finally goes to the far side. Three on the way. That is good for Kramer. My goodness. 50-48. Prairie within two. Timeout. Richland Center, 4:25 to play. Area boys basketball from WSCO Sports.
Simpson's Tractor and New Holland remind you being equipped for tomorrow starts today. There's a new world out there, a world that demands more from the land and those who grow, farm, and build on it. This new world calls for New Holland. Simpson's Tractor with sales, service, and rental can be just what you need to stay on track this year. Simpson Tractor has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer, today.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Well, Richland Center's lead, Travis, is once 10 points, and now it's only two.
That last possession was what we've seen so much tonight from Richland Center. Miscommunication, confusion on defense, unsure who they're guarding, leaves the Prairie du Chien player wide open for a three-pointer. And regardless of
know, the offensive prowess of the other team. If you leave guys open, they're going to make some of those. And that's just been an Achilles heel all night, as well as certainly the turnovers on the offensive side.
Schwitzenberg with the basketball on the left wing. Back to Jaden Shep. Hornets set it up. 50-48. Richland Center leading Prairie. Schwitzenberg on the left wing. Looks inside. Nothing. Throws it back to Shep. Weiss. Baseline. Inside. Dosh. Catch and release. Shot no good. Bosworth taps the rebound. And a whistle and a foul called on the Hornets, I believe. They're going to call Wes Bosworth on the foul. That'll be his third. So full court pressure is coming. So is it bonus?
It is bonus. That was on the rebound. So that'll actually be, I believe, two shots for Prairie du Chien.
Okay, because it's double bonus for the Hornets, or, you know, with 10 fouls. That would make sense. 3:59 to go, so Prairie will try to take advantage from the free throw line. Maybe a closer game than a lot of folks have anticipated, but Prairie's going to win some games this year, aren't they?
Well, they haven't yet. We'll see.
But they will somewhere along the line. Kramer makes the free throw. 50-49. Hornets are just hoping it's not tonight.
Yes.
Second free throw for Kramer. This one in the air, and that one is good. We are tied at 50. First time we've been tied in a long time. Hornets were up by 7 at halftime, and the mighty 10-point lead is no longer. Jaden Shep on the right side. Backs off, keeps the dribble, brings it back to Schwitzenberg, feeds it into Dosh. He throws it low to Bosworth. West somehow got it. Now doubled in the corner. He'll bring it back to Schwitzenberg. 3:40 to go. Back to Jaden Shep. Shep now to Schwitzenberg. Schwitzenberg to Shep, half-court line. Back to Kaizen. He'll drive. Now far side, Shep for three in the lead. On the way, no good. Tipped around, rebound, Prairie. On the pass from Lamps. Lamps crossed the timeline. Brings it off now, and he and Setter set it up. Setter left side, three-try Prairie for the lead. No good. Rebound, Bosworth. Knocked away. Picked up by Prairie. Knocked away. Dosh with the pickup. 3:07 to go. 50 apiece. Brady Dosh to Schwitzenberg, gets by the defender, throws it to the corner, and there's Jaden Shep. Shep with the basketball, brings it back to Schwitzenberg, guys in to Jaden, deep baseline Weiss, into Bosworth, reverse lay-in, good, and he's fouled. So the Hornets worked it really well there, Travis.
Finally able to get that ball inside. Good things happen when the ball gets inside on the zone. And Wes Bosworth, a little quiet, certainly here in the second half. Good to see him get on the board.
He's got 6 points. Lenzendorf with his third foul. And that makes it 52-50, Richland Center. Bosworth pumps the ball once, and now in the air, and it is good. 3-point lead, 53-50. Richland Center with the ball, on the defense. Prairie loses the handle, and Fingerson picks it up. And off to Bosworth. That was a huge turnover.
Liam Fingerson back in the game with those four fouls. He sat an extended time, and during that time is when Prairie du Chien went on that run.
Pass comes left out inside. Bosworth makes the move. Low scores! Hornets by five. 55-50. 2:21 remaining. Prairie with the ball across the timeline. On the drive, Straka. Far side, now Sutter. Top of the wheel, inside Lenzendorf. He'll move back out, gives to Straka. Prairie's been successful around the arc. Try to get open. Ball comes right side, Lenzendorf. Top of the circle. That is going to be Sutter. Under 2 minutes remaining. Back it goes to the right side to Straka. Left side, Lamp. He'll hold it up. There's a three-try Prairie, and it is no good. Off the iron and out of bounds. It will be Richland Center ball. Well, Prairie got a shot that they liked. It did not go. Hornets remain in the lead by five. 1:45 to go. Bosworth into Shep. Back to West. West on the near side. Rifles it up to Dosh. Penetrating a bit. Throws it low. Weiss lays it in. Goal! Garrison Weiss with a second field goal.
Again, good things happen when the ball is in Brady Dosh's hands. He did an excellent job recognizing the advantage they had, attacking, dishing it off, and finishing.
57-50, 1:29 remaining. Hornets by seven. on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Well, it hasn't been pretty, Travis, but the Hornets have been able to build the lead again.
I tell you, there were stretches, long ones and many of them, that Richland Center did not handle the pressure of a close game, closer than they thought, very well. But the last minute or so, they have really pushed the pedal to the metal, taken advantage of some opportunities, and finally gotten the ball inside to finish.
They've gone with their strengths, haven't they?
They have.
So Prairie will inbound the basketball from the near side. A minute 29 remaining. Richland Center leading 57-50. Pass comes in play. Prairie is trapped. Now they'll give it off to the right side. It's Lamp. Lamp. Back to Sutter. Sutter goes to the far side. Straka. Straka. Sutter. Nowhere to go. Fires it off. Top of the circle. Lenzendorf. Prairie looking for that three. Kramer. Over to the left side, Sutter. He'll try a three. It is on the rim, and it won't go. Rebound by Prairie. They'll keep it going. Pass to the right side. Moving inside is Kramer. Down to a minute to play. Hornets by seven. Top of the wheel, Sutter. Sutter on a drive. Goes for a two and scores. That'll make it 57-52. We have 51 seconds remaining in the game. Hornets in the backcourt. Jaden Shep across the timeline. Shep off the screen. Nowhere to wander. Gives it back to Liam Fingerson. Down to 40 seconds. Back to Shep. Shep on a drive between the knees dribble. And the Hornets trying to eke it out here tonight.
Curtis Sheen is not fouling. They're not trying to trap. They're not trying to steal. It's a five-point game. And they just allowed 20-some seconds to run off without any action happening.
Finally, a foul called. You're right. That'll put Garrison Weiss at the free throw line, I believe. But yeah, a bit of a surprise. And Prairie now with its ninth foul. This one is on Hunter Straka, his fourth. Gary Weiss at the free throw line, one for three tonight. This one of the year, and that's good. 58-52 with 27 seconds left. Hornets by six. One more coming up. This one in the air, that one is no good. And the rebound by Liam Fingerson. Where did he come from? And a foul called on Prairie. That's just willing yourself to the ball, isn't it?
Yeah, and again, he has been a difference maker when he has been in, sat for an extended time. That was when Perdesheen took advantage and went on a run.
At the free throw line tonight, Liam Fingerson. This one is short. He'll get one more. He is 3 for 5. Rock Radloff is into the game for Prairie du Chien. 6-point game. Fingerson can make it 7 with a made free throw. This one in the air, and it is in and out. Tipped around, and the rebound by the Hornets. They get another big rebound. Back to the far side, Jaden Shep. 20 seconds to play. He is fouled by Caden Sutter. And Caden just fouled out of the game. 18 seconds remaining. The Hornets are getting some big rebounds, Travis.
They are. Prairie du Chien really took care of the offensive glass, or their defensive glass, early in the game in that zone. But in the second half, Richland Center has been able to utilize that size a little bit more.
Shep makes the free throw. That puts it up to a 7-point lead. 59-52 with 18 seconds. Second throw is good as well. Jaden Shep makes it a 60-52 ball game, and Prairie turned it over on the far side. No, Hornets touch the last. It'll be the Blackhawks basketball. Straka with the ball. Hornets by 8. Straka looking, bounces it in. Lenzendorf for the basketball. Brings it down, drives in for a 2, creates a shot, threw it out of bounds. It'll be Richland Center basketball. Just trying to make something happen there. But he gets up a little bit lame. Bosworth will put it in play. Brings it into Brady Dosh. Dosh across the timeline. 7 seconds. Rolls to Gary Weiss. He lays it in. And that will do it here tonight. Prairie inbounds. And the final score, 62-52, Richland Center survives here tonight against the Prairie Blackhawks. I guess that's the best way to sum it up, isn't it?
Survive in advance, I guess. Survive for sure. They survived a lot of self-inflicted wounds with turnovers, with some really sloppy play at times, but made plays down the stretch that were huge. Brady Dosh controlled things when the ball got into his hands and did a good job. Liam Fingerson came up really big, and Wes Bosworth had a couple big offensive rebounds late, so good way to close things out, a game that certainly was closer than perhaps it should have been.
Absolutely. We'll be back with more in a moment. The Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show is coming up next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back. We are going to now salute our turning point, our run of the game here tonight. And there are a lot of plays, but Travis, I think we got to go with the senior leadership of Wes Bosworth down the stretch here tonight.
Yeah, game was tied at 50. Pressure situation. You're in a battle that you maybe didn't expect, but he had a huge three-point play to put Richland Center up, and they never looked back after that. I think that's certainly the turning point of the game.
All right. Make the most of your run to Dunkin'. Join Dunkin' Rewards today to enjoy exclusive offers and start earning points toward free food and drinks. We'll add up some scoring, have a few more notes on the game coming up in a moment. Hornets get the win tonight. It is 62-52, the final on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14, on Richland Center's west side.
Wegner Auto Service, proud to be your hometown family-owned towing business. If it needs a tow, they can handle it no matter the size. You always receive professional 24-hour towing with reasonable rates from Wegner Auto Service. They do it all at Wegner Auto Body with qualified mechanics and auto body work as well. Remember, Wegner Towing and Auto, available 24/7. If you need it hauled, rely on the service you can trust from Wegner Auto. Call 647-3443.
Hi, my name is Ryan Lemke, RCHS co-principal. As a community, we support our high school athletes and want them to be the best on game day. Did you know that one night of binge drinking can diminish 2 weeks of athletic training? 90% of adults who develop an addiction to alcohol started in their teens. You can play a role in their athletic success by encouraging that one choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
Roof, what's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof!
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof!
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof!
Hornets win at 62-52 over Prairie du Chien. Some final notes and numbers on this one. First of all, scoring-wise, Richland Center led by Brady Dosh with 16, 12 for Jaden Shep, 11 by Liam Fingerson, 8 for Garrison Weiss, 9 for Wes Bosworth. So a pretty good balanced attack here tonight. 4 for Kaizen Schwitzenberg and 2 for Trayton Shep. Prairie is led by Brady Lenzendorf with 16, also 14 for Sam Kramer, 12 by Hunter Straka, and 2 points apiece for Steve Duha and Caden Sutter, and Ashton Land had a three-pointer. Tonight, Prairie makes a total of 11 from beyond the arc, the Hornets with 4. And that was Prairie's best game, was out there shooting those balls beyond the arc there, Travis.
It was. I don't know that we have seen that or that Prairie has seen that this year, to be honest with you. But that was impressive the way they were able to come out and take advantage of some sloppy defense by Richland Center. You know, if this can be a building block for Prairie du Chien, hopefully to move forward and to have a little more success, then you know that would be a good thing for them because they played pretty well tonight. To be honest with you, they didn't play like a winless team by any means. Their defense was pretty solid. They just didn't quite have enough at the end.
And the Hornets, made some plays, and I think some of that senior leadership came through. Certainly the height that Richland Center came through at the end, didn't it?
Yeah, Wes Bosworth had some big rebounds and putbacks there at the end. Liam Fingerson was big inside. Garrison Weiss finally got things going inside a little bit. So that height wore down Prairie du Chien, and, closer, certainly, than it could and should have been probably for Richland Center. Did not foresee a tie game late into that one. But, again, credit to them for rebounding. Coming back, not, kind of letting things fall apart completely. And again, Wes Bosworth with that big play to put them ahead, and they were able to stay ahead from there.
Absolutely. Tied at 50, right around 3 minutes. The Hornets took a lead at 2:49 left with 52-50, and they went on to build that lead and win it by 10 here tonight. Well, Travis, you don't have to be a bitter and a silent auction to come back and visit us again. So
yeah, I'll make it back. I've been to a couple games this year, so I'll stop up and say hi for sure.
Appreciate that, but we appreciate your donation and also coming up here to join us. Just like old times, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Good times. Good to see Richland Center having a pretty good amount of success this year. Looking to build on this as they head into the second half of the conference season.
Absolutely. For Travis Wilson, I'm Phil Nee. Thanks to our engineer, Mr. Fabulous, Tim Feed. Richland Center JV1 getting the victory 64-28 over the Blackhawks. And here the varsity game, a hard-fought 62-52 victory. Richland Center now 6-5. They are 2-1 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. And the next action up for Richland Center coming up on Monday night, as Travis mentioned, Wazika Steuben right here in Richland Center. And coming up next for Prairie du Chien, they are hosting Waukon, Iowa on Tuesday. This evening, we also want to recognize Y-Connect Wireless providing us the scores along the way, and the Ithaca Bulldogs with a double overtime victory against DeSoto this evening. Ithaca girls leading with 3:26 left, 38-37. That's a close one. Seneca 56-48 over North Crawford in overtime in girls basketball. Mineral Point 71-43 over Fenimore in girls basketball. In other action, River Valley gets the win against Dodgeville tonight in boys basketball, 63-60. And another conference final, Platteville 69, Lancaster 58. 62-52, Hornets over Prairie. Good night, everyone. Bill Lee, hoping you have a great rest of your night, your weekend, and you've been listening to Area Boys Basketball from WRCO Sports.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give